Well, greetings from my fellow pilgrim who's pressing on through the thick and thin of life. For those more recent attendees, you might not know who I am. I'm Ken Billman. And I'm going to pick up the pace. I'm going to stick to my script before they get the hook out and drag me off, because I went overtime this morning, early service. So I hope to challenge everyone here and myself afresh with what I have to share this morning. Who knows what Psalm 84:5 says? It became one of my favorite verses last year teaching junior teen group downstairs. We used the classic Pilgrim's Progress, an allegory of the Christian's life, and this was our theme verse. Of course, we used very much of the Bible, too, which is a good thing. A key verse was Psalm 84:5, which says in the NIV, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage." Not to get much more into Pilgrim's Progress right now, but I highly recommend you read it. But in many ways, I can identify with Christian, no doubt you can too, the primary character as he lived out his life as a believer in Jesus Christ. I suspect most of all of us can say that life often does not go as we hoped or planned for. Sometimes we can see the whys, wherefores, and reasons for unforeseen circumstances, but sometimes we cannot, we just trust the Lord for all of it. Well, that's what we're supposed to be doing anyway, all the time. The part of my little story I share this morning started in 2007 when I began driving for my present employer, Airgas. For 7 years, I was a route representative and driver, providing various bottled gases to medical, academic, and biomedical research community in Forsyth County, such as Baptist Medical Park and Forsyth Hospitals, Wake Forest University, Wake Forest Health Sciences, dental and medical practices. Several months ago, I had a small driving accident when a light pole bumped into the back of my truck. Actually, it might have been the other way around. Well, my company has really evolved over the years and in the area of safety. Well, used to be years ago, you'd have 3 accidents like that in a whole year and be okay. Not anymore. They carry driver safety standards to stratospheric heights. In their view, since I did have 2 other relatively small incidents in the previous 6.5 years, they decided they didn't want me driving anymore. And for those of you who are, it's kind of good to have a job. And so, but anyway, I was invited to be on a conference call with my supervisor, his supervisor, and his supervisor on up the line, all the way to Airgas South Regional President, along with several safety personnel. There were over 12 people involved. To cut to the chase, the upper echelon management wanted to can me. Middle management on down, who knew who Ken Billman was, they wanted to keep me. Well, perhaps some of you can relate to this scenario. I won't take a show of hands, though. People that were almost fired are fired. it was absolutely no fun to be in that position. And I was left hanging, actually, for a couple of days. I prayed, of course, and I really felt I left it in the Lord's providence. The verdict was finally given. The upper management agreed to go along with mid and lower management to keep me as long as I didn't drive anymore. The snag was that there was nowhere to slot me. Well, coincidentally, or rather providentially, we found there was a very rare opening on the production side of Airgas. The plant manager there was very agreeable to hire me, and it has been working out well, and actually kind of have a new mission field there. Thanks be to God, I landed fairly well after what was a probable suspension. All of that just to inform you of my past and present work situation. Now, recounting the past 7 years working at Airgas, I am rather, and keep in mind our verse that we mentioned here, Colossians 3:17. I am rather surprised at the number and variety of people that I have encountered during the day-to-day routine work hours. I imagine many of you can really more easily to this part of my story than the first part. At least I hope so. You see, and we have all heard it before, all of our 24-hour day ought to be lived for the glory of our great God and Maker, Sustainer, and Savior, without whom none of us would even draw a breath. I mean, think about it. Colossians 3:17 tells us, whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Certainly, I unfortunately cannot say I always do myself. I do, however, hope to move more in that direction and want to challenge you also to have that attitude if you don't already. My specific point is that God wants our lives to count as we touch other people's lives. At home, at work, play. This is nothing new. It's a good reminder for all of us, I think. He wants our lives to count as we touch other people's lives, no matter where. As I said already, I'm rather surprised at the number and variety of people that I have not just encountered, but over time developed relationships with. Even though standing here is an imperfect Christian, my wife can attest to that. God has allowed me to live and speak words of encouragement and words of eternal truth into people's lives. More than a few shared their life struggles or their marriage struggles with me. Who am I? Men and women, many locals, but many from other countries that came to Winston-Salem area to work, from Africa, Canada, Mexico, Chile, Argentina, China, Australia, Ukraine, Iran even. And they're of all different, they're janitorial workers, they're doctors, they're all kind of people, secretaries, nurses, biotechnical and research people. But over time, seeing these people week in and week out, trust and relationship developed with many of them. And there was opportunity to simply meet them where they were in their lives, listen to them, and when I could, encourage them and speak words of eternal truth into their lives. Week to week for 7 years, to the best of my ability, I provided all of my customers, these people, excellent service. I know this because many of them have told me so and also informed my management personnel. Now, I'm not real comfortable telling you all that because it sounds like I'm beating my own drum. However, I know that many of you, if you spoke frankly and objectively, would have to admit that you do an astoundingly excellent job at your work and your place of employment. That is as it should be, right? We as Christ followers are commanded to be good ambassadors of Christ. I need to wrap this up, but I want to leave you with a few challenges. We all must ask ourselves if we really do live out Colossians 3:17. If you don't do your best at work, why not? Remember, even if you have a disagreeable situation or a disagreeable boss, coworkers, you are actually working for the one who gave you breath and life and all good things. Take note of the last part of Colossians 3:17, giving thanks to God the Father. So out of hearts of gratitude, we should be very glad to serve Him at our work or wherever. Another point I'll briefly mention is especially for us men. If we do a really good job at work and get recognized for it, we really like that, right? We get strokes that maybe we don't get at home. I mean, maybe things are a mess at home. There's always the challenges at home and family things and so forth, so on. But we might not. At work, they say good job and like makes us feel like somebody. Well, we may actually do a good job at work to seek approval and build our egos that possibly that doesn't happen at home. But anyways, you and I need to constantly consider our motives. Why are we doing a good job? If we are doing a good job. Remember, we are already important. Why? Because God said so. You are so important and loved. Christ Jesus died for you so you can be in his royal family for eternity. Let him manage your life instead of you. After all, he made you and has a unique purpose for you, better and more satisfying than anything that you could come up with. One of my customers informed me of a website that challenged me, and it is called I Am Second. Anybody know of that website, I Am Second? Well, check it out. It's what it's called, I Am Second. It features interviews of a great variety of people who have truly learned what it's like to come into God's family through Jesus Christ and then actually put God first in their lives. Yes, even at home, at church, at play, and at work. After they tried everything else in their lives, found out it didn't work, they finally decided to go with God's plan. not just at the point of salvation, but living day to day. By the grace of God, they have learned to live out their lives according to Colossians 3:17. They learned to live and work for an audience of one. I am still a pilgrim who stumbles along on my journey, and I don't always live for an audience of one, but I know that when I do, it is much more interesting, and it's much more satisfying and adventurous at times. Well, it's great. So I challenge you to ask yourself if you, as a proclaiming Christ follower, are really following Christ, or are you leading? God really does have a plan for you. It's better than your own. Thank you.